Hello. Good evening. Am I speaking with Brian Falk?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I must definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you, sir. This is very brief. Thank you for helping us. For the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
50.
Thank you so much. To be sure we are representing everyone, may I ask your race? What is your race, sir?
I will not specify.
You don't want to specify?
Nope.
Very well. We can proceed without that information. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential elections on November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. How motivated are you, sir, to vote in next year's election from 0 to 10?
12.
Would that be a 10? Extremely motivated?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm not going to specify.
Excuse me? Don't want to specify? Okay. All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Extremely concerned.
You are very dissatisfied? Would that be very dissatisfied?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose two issues. Would it be climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, immigration and border security, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds the bad cops accountable. Just three more, sir, and then you can tell me. Crime and violence, healthcare costs, inflation and the economy. So you says lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Would that be one?
And fixing government corruption.
And which other one?
Government corruption.
That one, we don't have that particular one, sir.
So
the ones that we mentioned here, inflation and the economy, healthcare costs, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security.
Protecting our democracy and freedoms.
Okay. Protecting our democracy and freedom, very well. That's true. Let's move on. And in your opinion, are the economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting better.
Getting better, very well. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism and discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you, sir. How concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away and rolled back in this country? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
somewhat concerned. Thank you, sir. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is an organization by the name of the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. If you are familiar with it, how would you rate it from 0 to 100?
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Never heard of them? Okay. Let's enter that code. How would you rate Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
And about 60.
60, okay. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
About 5.
5, okay. And how would you rate Ron DeSantis?
About a 70.
70, okay. How would you rate Joe Biden?
0.
0, okay. How would you rate the NAACP?
50.
5-0, okay, 50. How would you rate Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift? 50.
50, all right. Thank you. And how would you rate the Democratic Party?
About a 40.
40? Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. Let's move on. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say that you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
What do you mean by rights of white supremacists?
Rights of white supremacists. I mean, I cannot elaborate. I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, so let me read it again. How worried are you about the rise of the rising of white supremacy in America today?
Not worried about it.
Not at all? Or not so worried?
Not worried at all.
No worry at all. Very well, sir. Let's continue. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree, sir, or disagree?
Disagree.
The choices are always, some strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. So in this case, would strongly disagree? Very well. Next statement says, immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Did you read that again?
Yeah, immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, very well. Next statement says minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Would you agree or disagree?
Minorities?
Yeah, minorities.
I would agree.
Would you agree strongly, sir, or just somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Strongly, very well. Next statement says sexism is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. Next statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. Next one, the government must do more to protect the civil rights in human rights of minorities. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
somewhat disagree, okay. Another statement, the last one on this particular line of questioning. We are sacrificing too much for our privacy, for the convenience of and profit of big tech. Would you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Almost there, sir. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on colleges, college campuses, and in employment? Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs?
Support.
Would you say you support it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B, other people say America's strength is the diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put the truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with more, sir? Statement A or Statement B?
Or Statement B.
And would you say you agree with it much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, let's move on. Almost done here. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. Or if 5 means somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Affordable health care. Do you believe affordable health care is being undermined or threatened? From 0 to 10, you can give me any number.
1.
So you don't think it's being undermined at all, correct?
I don't think it should be a government-provided function.
Okay. Traditional family values. Do you believe they are being undermined or threatened?
9.
Very well. A fair and equitable court system. Is that being undermined or threatened?
8.
Thank you. Quality K-12 education.
1.
1. Very well. That's a 1. Secure borders. Do you think that's being threatened or undermined?
10.
Okay. Free and fair elections. Is that
8.
Being undermined? 8. Okay. A strong military.
1.
1. Okay. And religious freedom.
5.
Okay. Let's move on and see if we can... let me see what we got here, where we are. Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. After this statement, we'll be, wrapping things up very quickly. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How much do you agree with this statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
Maybe a 5.
5, very good. Somewhat agree. And another second statement, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How much would you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
7.
7, very well. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. 10, right?
10.
Thank you, sir. Okay, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College grad.
College, that would be a bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
You do. Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Weekly.
Every week. Very well. How would you describe the area where you live, sir? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural? Okay. This is the last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.